We'll learn, we were Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Yosef Nissen, Ben Rabbi Cheskel, his yahrzeit is this week. It's a very fitting chabura for my grandfather, who was the most straight, honest person, who never complained about anything about Yiddishkeit. Now the question is, let's say you do want to complain. There is a minog hamakom, or minog of the world now, minog of the Welt, that the month before Pesach, you just complain. You complain about the prices of the matzahs, you complain about that you have to break your back trying to pick up all the Cheerios in your house, you complain about having to wait online in the car wash to clean the car, you complain about, you know, the siddurim, how many people are coming to your house. Question is, seems to be the minhag is to complain. Is there any basis in halacha? Is it permitted to complain? Are you everyone violating a tremendous avera? So the Rokeach was one of the early Rishonim. He writes, and it's cited in the Chok Yaakov, Lo Yomer, a person should not say, Kama Toreach Pesach. How hard is it to make Pesach? He quotes the Yerushalmi that says, Rasha Ma Omer, what does the Rasha say at the Seder? He says, Ma Avodah Zos Lachem, what is all this work that you're doing? Says the Yerushalmi, what does that mean? Ma Toreach Zeh. How much trouble is it to make Pesach? That's what the Rokeach writes. Seems to be, it's clear from the Yerushalmi, you're not supposed to complain about Pesach. In fact, if you do, you're considered similar to the Rasha, who complains in the night of the Seder. Comes on the Chok Yaakov in the 1700s and writes, V'chol haposkim lo izkiru azharazu. No one cites this Yerushalmi. Point one. Gam lo risi noaginu izhar bazeh. No one's careful about this Yerushalmi because everyone clearly complains about Pesach. Vinirui says, point number three, I could explain it. The Mefarshna Yerushalmi dafgal karbon Pesach. The karbon, the Yerushalmi is only saying you're not going to complain about making the karbon Pesach because that's ma'avodah azosachem. That's what it means. Dinirish mitzvah daraisa alav v'toreach. A mitzvah d'oraisa, like bring the carbon Pesach to complain about, that's anti-religion. However, Masha Enkein, Bizman Azeh, nowadays, when everyone complains, they're complaining about the stringencies and all the extra accoutrements that come along with Pesach. You have to wait on the lines, and the price is insane. He says, Kama Toreach, people who say, how troubling this? It's not a problem at all to complain about such things. So here you have a Chok Yaakov, which says it's fine to complain about everything other than the Karban Pesach. Now, comes on the Sharmash Rav in Sefer Tiferes Naftali, and he says two questions. Number one, or 2 points. Point number one, the Yerushalmi was written after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So it's hard to say, he says, that the Yerushalmi is limited to complaining about the Karban Pesach. They didn't have the Karban Pesach when the Yerushalmi was written. So presumably the Yerushalmi is much more broader than the Chok Yaakov wanted to limit it to. That's point number one. Point number two, he says, if you read the Chok Yaakov, he says the reason why you can't complain about Karban Pesach was why? Because it was a mitzvah? Daraisa. Is matzah daraisa? So to complain that you paid 50-something bucks for the whole wheat back of matzah over there, that's complaining about a daraisa. That would violate the Chok Yaakov, even according to the Chok Yaakov. Bedikas chametz, you broke your back trying to get under the Cheerios in the radiator, right? Bedikas chametz, according to some, is daraisa as well. So he says, basically, even according to the Chok Yaakov, there's a limit, and a strong limit, about what you could actually complain about. Huh? Correct, but if you're laying out money about a daraisa, says the Chok Yaakov, you can't complain. So the matzahs, which is daraisa, you're not going to complain. He says, it's the Russia, he says. Okay. Comes along, Meshevet Misro, and he says, no, 1 second. You could explain everything in a very simple manner, he says. The Sefer Chassidim says, you're not going to complain about any mitzvah. For example, he gives an example. He says, you're not supposed to walk around and say, woe is to me that I don't understand the Gemara that I just did. I'm trying to understand it. Ugh. You know, I hate this. I can't understand the Gemara. I've been trying for weeks. I don't understand a word of it. Anyone who's doing Daf Yomi definitely is a good time to say this woe is to me. These are the Prakim. I have no idea what's going on, you say. He says, you're not going to say that. Problem is, the Gemara in Psachim says that one of the Amoraim were sitting, and he said he didn't understand a certain topic. He said it's very hard to understand, and the Rebbe who's teaching him didn't protest. You seem to be okay with that. So how do you reconcile these two contradictory concepts? Are you allowed to complain, or are you not allowed to complain? It says of Sperber in the Afarik Sada'anya, he says it depends what your complaint is. If your complaint is that I have to learn this, it's annoying, I wish I didn't have to do this, then that's usur. If you complain by just saying, this is hard, you know, I'm just letting you know, it's hard work, that complaint is permitted. Based on this, the Shevet Miyisrael says that's how you could answer the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to say, Kama Toreach, this stinks that I have to pray for Pesach, I wish I didn't have to buy $50 packs of matzahs, I wish I didn't have to clean my house. That would be forbidden. But to say, yo, God, I've got pain in my back from trying to clean, or hello, I now have to take out a second mortgage to pay for matzahs for my entire family. So he says, just to note that, that would be permitted. That's what he wants to say. A similar idea was expressed by the journal, so it's an article in the journal, Ari Yisrael. He says, Kisha'adam misafra alayefus. You know, the banter that you hear at the end of shul. People are saying, I'm so exhausted. What are you saying I'm so exhausted about? He says, Ein ze omer, you're not saying shum salonin alayefus, maxim shreina marutza mea matzav. You're not upset that it's Pesach time. But rather, you know, pa'amim harbe sh'adamu oyef ach marutza. He's tired, but happy. In other words, he's happy with his hard work that he's put in. He's happy that his back's hurting because he knows he's done a lot of good work. He knows that he's happy that he spent $55 for a pack of whole wheat matzah. You know why? Because he knows he's putting his money in the proper place where it should be going to fulfill mitzvahs. But yeah, look, it's annoying. He's not going to be able to buy his new Lexus next week because he spent it all on his matzahs. But the point is that it's not a sadness, it's a happiness. So says the Ari Yisrael in this Torah journal, that's what it means. The reason the Rasha complained because he regretted it. And in fact, the Ritva says the Rasha's complaint is, hey, if I really want to have Simchas Yontif, why do I have to work so hard for Pesach? God, you want me to have Simchas Yontif? Let me sit with my feet up. I don't have to do any of this work, and I'll enjoy Pesach. The answer to that is no. That's a Rasha. To complain about how hard it is for you is fine as long as you don't regret it. I just end with an interesting connection. Nimrei Ruvain says, Chametz represents what? According to the Kabbalistic Sfarim, Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. You can't sit with your feet up, he says, and say, yeah, look, there's no tircha involved in getting rid of the Yetzer Hara. You got to work. You got to actually plan and try to attack him, he says. So therefore, the ayefus, the tircha they have by Pesach, is actually to get rid of the Chametz, is actually a good tircha, because you're working to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, you're working to get rid of it. He says, therefore, it is permitted. Separately, if you think, what's the answer that we give the Rasha? No, who remembers that God? What's the answer we say? Right? You wouldn't have been redeemed. Why not? Answer is, because what did you have to do to get redeemed? You had to do bris milah. You think the Rasha is going to put the tircha into doing, put the effort into doing bris milah? That's an effort. If any effort is out there, cutting yourself is a pretty big effort, right? Painful, right? So if he's willing to, Rasha wouldn't have done that. What else did he have to do? Karban Pesach. Take a deity, the Mitzrayim's deity, and shecht it. He's not risking that. See, he wouldn't have put in the tircha. That tircha is actually good to put in. So that's our answer to the Rasha. You didn't put in the tircha. You should have put in the tircha. You would have been successful. Well, with one wild point over here. So what happens if you put in the efforts? Says the Kava Yashar, he says, Kabbalah biyadi. Kol toreach, any work, sha'adam matriach esatzma, l'chavad yom to Pesach, any money that you spend, only back pains you get, v'ayif v'yage b'toreach zeh, and he's mamish orangutan, he's busy with it, obeis zeh, horeg kol amazikim, he gets rid of all the demons, ha'nikram nige b'nei adam, all these nigoim, all these blemishes on a person, you're able to get rid of it. Rabbi Yitzchak Mibarditchov, we ended with the end with this, used to say Yiratzon. You like to see Yiratzon. For all the women who are singing, I've got the Here Comes Pesach Blues, you know, the Journey song, he says, I've got an answer for them, says Rabbi Yitzchak. He says, Yiratzon mafanecha Hashem olkeinu v'olkeinu v'seinu. that the krechs, the sounds, the cries of all the women and all their brushes as they're cleaning, he says, hashif shufim vakartzufim, I don't know, I guess their vacuums, etc. Haminakus sabat machiseros vamarantim, they clean up all these places, meachamitz, yiratzon sheyawu kulum of nekisik vodecha. They should go in front of Hashem, lahamitz tov bad banechov nosecha. They should be a meritz yosher, zechus, for kla yisrael, shetimcha chatasim etari ubam vetesayu em mucho bao yikoshelu. It should get rid of all the problems that Klal Yisrael has. V'tiza aleim mayim tohorim v'tigo osam brachim gemurim amen ken yiratzim. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, all the pains, all the cries, all the wallet, the empty wallet that you have from spending for Pesach, from working for Pesach, is a zechus for Klal Yisrael. It should be a zechus for Klal Yisrael as we get under attack by horrible enemies. This should be a zechus that all our efforts that we put into Pesach should be a zechus to protect Klal Yisrael.